Little snippet. This is the new Australian production of Pippin the Musical, which debuted back in 1972 on Broadway. Interestingly, the two actors who starred in it back then won Tony Awards, which is sort of the equivalent of the Academy Awards, but for live theatre productions. Back in the early 70s, the two stars of the original Broadway production of Pippin both won Tony Awards. Then when it was revived about 5 or 6 years ago, the same two played the leads, and they won the Tony Awards again. First time it's ever happened that people have won Tony Awards for doing the same role twice, but obviously years apart. The story, or the musical, it uses the premise of a mysterious performance troupe led by a leading player to tell the story of Pippin, a young prince on his search for meaning and significance. And apparently it's based on a couple of real-life characters from the early Middle Ages. The plot is fictional. There's no historical accuracy regarding either, but apparently it was, originally based on a couple of real-life individuals. Interesting. Anyway, the production opens in a couple of weeks' time at Sydney's Lyric Theatre, and every day this week we're giving you the chance to win double passes to go along and see it. And one of the stars of the show is Simon Burke.
Yes, of course, he will be playing Charlemagne, so one of the main leads in Pippin, and he joins us now. Morning, Simon.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. Must be nice to get back on the stage in a big production like this one, Pippin.
Yeah, look, it's been a long time coming for so many people in our industry. Things shut down all over the world for everyone in every industry, but particularly for ours here in Australia. So it's so exciting to be the first big musical back on in town and in Australia, really. And I always look forward to doing. Doing a big show, but this is this one's extra special because we're just chomping at the bit to get going.
Being COVID safe, though, do you think that will alter the experience at all for both the actor and the audience?
Look, in rehearsal, it has definitely there are very strict guidelines that we're working to and very happy to work to. So in the rehearsal room, backstage, all that sort of stuff. It's masks on, and we have COVID testing every few days, and I think human beings are very adaptable, and it's certainly a different experience. But I think the will for us to get going is so strong, and once we're on stage and the masks come off, and we're in that sort of performing environment, and from everything I hear about what's happening out front stage for the audience. I don't think it'll be such a different experience for the audience or the performers once we get inside. It'll just be kind of remembering what we love about live entertainment.
We were talking about the show a couple of days ago, and I said, look, I remember John Farnham, I think it was Colleen Hewitt in the 1970s production of Pippin. I mean, it's got a show that's got everything. It's obviously got acting and dialogue and songs and acrobatics. Is this new production substantially different to the original?
Look, I didn't see the original, but in fact, I didn't know the show very well at all. Although it certainly seems to be a favourite of heaps of people, and anyone I spoke to that saw the great Mr. Farnham play Pippin all those years ago said he was just incredible. I think the difference with this one, which is the new Broadway production from a couple of years ago, is that it has incorporated this kind of big top kind of circus aspect to it. So as well as the kind of great dancing and music and comedy and stuff that you generally see in a production of Pippin, this particular production is kind of set like it's a play within a play. So it's sort of like these circus performers, including myself, I don't know how, are this kind of traveling group of circus dudes who come to town and tell the story of Pippin. And so that extra added spectacle of sort of trapeze acts and juggling and kind of clown stuff and even a bit of knife throwing from yours truly makes it all kind of a little more spectacular, I reckon.
I can totally endorse that. By sheer chance, I was in New York a few years ago, and I'd never been to a Broadway show. And, it's hard to get tickets on the day. and by chance I got tickets to Pippin. Given it was, and honestly, so I know exactly what you're talking about. For those that haven't been to a big show like this before, you will be blown away because it doesn't stop.
Well, you're one ahead of me. I mean, I haven't obviously seen this production, but I'll tell you what. Every day I come into rehearsal and say, "Oh, right, so now you have to disappear in a box," and I go, "Oh, okay, cool. Like let's do that, guys." So I'm learning heaps of stuff that I never expected to. And look, that thing of, especially for kids, but people of all ages to come to a venue and just kind of be carried away by magic as well as everything else is, especially, you know, I mean, we've all been sitting at home and Zooming and killing ourselves watching Netflix, which has been great to some extent, yeah. But this whole idea of just get out and just enjoying that, there is nothing like the live experience. And you know, I mean, hats off to, everyone in Australia, particularly people in Victoria and New South Wales. Like, we seem to, thank God, have gotten to a place where we can start to open up, and that's due to, like, you know, just everyone being sensible. And so, look, as you know, in our industry, we are really grateful that we have the opportunity to come back and do what we do.
Well, we're grateful you're having a chat with us this morning, Simon. I can't wait to see you throwing knives. You didn't do that on Play School.
No. What they call a pet. What
are
they called? Safety scissors.
Oh. Actually, who do you throw the knives at? It's not Carrie Ann, is it?
No. I don't think I'd get away with that and tell a tale. I actually, the woman who plays my wife in the show, Estrada, who's played by the beautiful Leslie Bell, she sort of is my assistant and, you know, my beautiful, right, you know, assistant, and I get to check them at her. So let's hope she's... Let's hope I'm good at it.
Well, thank you again for having a chat with us. And do we say break a leg, Simon?
Absolutely. Chuck, just break a leg, whatever. But just come and see us. That's all I want you to do.
Good on you. All the best.
Thanks, guys. Morning
glow. Simon Burke, one of the stars of Pippin. He plays the father of Charlemagne, Pippin, in the musical. It opens in a couple of weeks' time at Sydney's Lyric Theatre.